Soto, you were elected in a special election. Mikey Sherrill became governor, and you took her seat, and so you're running again. Yes. But at, so you're in this new position, longtime community activist.
Yes.
What is happening on the closure that you are calling for of these prisons, of these immigrant jails? What stops it from being dealt with? For-profit prisons.
Yes.
What happens in Congress?
Well, we have the—first of all, Gabby, as you know, there are no words to give any kind of comfort that this horrible situation has called for Gabby, Martin, and so many families. My heart breaks, but it gives me the resolve to continue to fight here. As you said, I've been an organizer for 25 years. I, in fact, was at Delaney Hall when my now colleagues, Congressman Menendez, Bonnie Watson Coleman, and LaMonica McGyver, as well as Mayor Baraka, had joined forces with immigrant groups calling for the closure of Delaney Hall. This was at the beginning when they were trying to scale up that detention center to add hundreds and hundreds of beds. I was there when the mayor was dragged inside into the gates and arrested. I was there when I saw agents myself put their hands on members of Congress. And now, as we all know, they continue to persecute my colleague, LaMonica McGyver.
Who herself is pregnant.
Who herself is pregnant. We have been working, our delegation, our New Jersey delegation has been working with community groups, asking them to give us information on medically vulnerable people. We have made a commitment to take turns to visit Delaney and the Elizabeth Detention Center, because we are going to be relentless. We know that because we have the oversight capability, at least we have the ability to be able to go into these detention centers, working with community groups, working with family members like Gabby. We're gathering information, making sure that we are keeping the detailed information that will be necessary for when we flip this house, we can hold our government accountable. It is important for every American, every individual listening to this, to understand that this isn't just about violating the due process and equal protection rights of immigrants. This is about our government stripping constitutional protections for those who have them. And that means that if we allow our government to strip immigrant communities from their due process and equal protection rights, we are in fact allowing our government to strip it from every single American. So even if you believe that this isn't something that impacts you and your family, it in fact does, because this is about fighting to uphold our laws. This is about fighting to ensure that we are abiding by human rights. And this is about ensuring that we aren't letting a for-profit system destroy human beings. Unfortunately, what we are seeing is a profit-driven model that is housing people in unjust and inhumane conditions, and it is costing people their lives. And more so, you then have a government that is willing to lie to its own people, because by having this tricky way of moving people off the books so that it doesn't impact the number of deaths that you have caused isn't actually reducing the number of deaths. It's reducing the amount of transparency the American people can expect or receive from their own government. Mm.
The contract, the 15-year contract between GEO and ICE for Delaney Hall is worth roughly $1
billion.
Gabriela
Soto,
I want to bring you back into the conversation. Have you been able to visit your husband? You just have 20 seconds.
Yeah, so I visit him whenever they allow me to. The Elizabeth Detention Center is a little bit better than Delaney Hall with the visiting, but it also depends, because he's also in solitary. So, quote unquote, he's an endangerment to the community. So it just depends on the card that is in the moment there.
Gabriela, we're going to have listeners and viewers go to democracynow.org when you came into our studio to hear an extended conversation with you. Gabriela Soto, wife of Martin Soto, who was detained at Delaney Hall, then moved to Elizabeth Detention Center after hoping to organize a hunger strike at Delaney. And Congressmember Analilia Mejia of New Jersey, thanks so much for being with us. Happy birthday to Amba Gergerian. I'll be in Scotland next Tuesday.
On Tuesday, August 18th, the Rippers take over Sci Stage for their first headline show of the year, a night packed with a new lineup, new music, new energy, and a few surprises you do not want to miss. Joined by special guest Alex Guidry, it is a full-throttle evening of rock and roll, gritty guitars, and the kind of hooks that hit hard and stick with you long after the last note. Expect two new singles, two new beers from Sucrums with custom designs, brand new merch, and a special announcement from the band. Doors at 7 p.m., music at 8 p.m. This show will run on time and wrap up early, so don't be late. Grab your tickets now for $20 advance through ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Return of the Rippers, Tuesday, August 18th at SciStage, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Yo, Pig Gritty, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? This is Cadence Weapon. You're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM. Wrap it up.
You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Ashley. Welcome to another episode of Buy Local. Hope everyone is having a great Wednesday. I am currently battling a little cold at the moment. Like, it's not that bad, but I can hear it. I don't care if you can hear it. We're going to have fun anyways. I am currently recording this episode amidst packing because I'm going to be moving soon. And I'm very excited about that. This show is not going anywhere. Don't you worry. In fact, I'm getting closer to the university to record, which is pretty nice. So this first band we're going to be playing today, I had the pleasure of meeting myself playing a show with. And they come all the way from Vancouver. This is Black Pontiac. And if you are a fan of Red Hot Chili Peppers or even Harry Styles, even? I don't know. He's a very vast genre-bending sound. And they are really cool, and I'm going to play you some Red Hot Chili Peppers to go along with them. So we have Tequila Cream by Black Pontiac, and before that, it's going to be Can't Stop by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Close.
That was Tequila Cream by Black Pontiac off of their debut EP that came out in 2020, Pony Boy, which is based off of one of my favorite books of all time, The Outsiders. They got their this is their first release in 2020, but they have been going as far back as I can see. 2018, they were doing interviews back then, and they released an album recently that they are currently on a North America tour called A Danger to Himself and Others. And they have a tour happening called the Sick Puppy Tour. Up next, we have a really classic band that you hear a lot on college radios because they're a college rock band. This is for fans of The Replacements, which is one of my favorite bands of all time. If you like them, then you will definitely like the rock band Penny Sleeve. They are a trio from Winnipeg. and they are inspired by bands like Green Day, Silverchair, Jet, and Social Distortion. The members are Taylor Morgan, Evan Drakus, and Cyrus Walker. And they were nominated last year for Manitoba Loud Rock Artist of the Year. And they have a few new songs out. They have Pretending I'm Fine, Ain't Your Fault, and Money Mouth. And Money Mouth is their newest single, which just came out in March. But today we are going to be hearing the aforementioned single, Ain't Your Fault. So up first, we have Dose of Thunder by The Replacements. And then after that, it's Ain't Your Fault.
Yeah.
Yow! That was Ain't Your Fault by Penny Sleeve, their second single they ever released. Wow, I absolutely adored that. That sounded something right off of Ma. I forgot to take the trash out by The Replacement, so I think I did pretty good on that choice. Up next, I probably should have put this at the beginning of the episode, but you know what? That's fine. I want to highlight some new music that came out by artists we've already heard on this show. Ticked Off released a new single on July 3rd, and The Program released a single August 3rd. It just came out. So we have Lesbian Lover by Ticked Off, and then The Program has Spilled in Pursuit of Greatness. I remember when I caught your stare. You had some different colors in your hair. Cool, you wore a bunch of studs and pointy things. Bang, bang, bang. I wanna see you spread your legs like wings. Well, you'd be my lesbian lover. What's that fun under the covers? First time that I've seen your face. Make us hurt all over the place.
Go ahead and be a flake. Smoke your blood.
You are listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM Radio. This is Buy Local, and what you just heard was Spill in Pursuit of Greatness, the program's brand new single, with a not-so-brand new singer. Unfortunately, their band member Trevor had to leave the band, but now their guitar player, Jack Parker, has picked that up, and now he is their new vocalist. Now, moving right along, here is a band that reminds me so much of early Foo Fighters, so much that I'm going to play you their very first song off their very first album, This Is a Call. And the band that I think sounds so much like them is Toy Sutton. They got their start in 2022. They played a lot with the band The Nooners, and they have played together many, many times, it looks like. Their last show that Toy Sutton played was Summerfest at the Osborne Tap House. They played Night One, and the song that we're going to hear from them is All I Know. And before that, it is going to be This Is a Call by the Foo Fighters.
Visiting is pretty, visiting is good. Seems that all they ever wanted was a brother. This could be a secret, we can keep it good. But all they ever wanted.
Toy Sun with All I Know, and before that it was This Is a Call by the Foo Fighters off of The Foo Fighters. And now we are going to a local band that sounds like another Canadian legend, Billy Talent. This is Ex Omerta, who are a really cool three-piece. They are a garage rock band from Winnipeg, and the members include Scott Beattie, Dale McIntyre, and Spencer Bauer. We are going to hear Rusted from the Rain by Billy Talent, and then after that, it'll be No Problem by Ex Omerta.
I stumble through the wreckage, rusted from the rain. There's nothing left to salvage, no one left to blame. Among the broken mirrors, I don't look the same. I'm rusted from the rain. I'm rusted from the rain. Hey.
That was No Problem. That was the third track off of Exomerita's debut self-titled album, which came out all the way back in 2019. Their newest single is called Meet, and it just came out on March 27th. So if you want to see what they're up to these days, you should definitely go check that out. The next song I have for you is actually a submission from someone, from Paul Hodger, who we have heard his music on the show before. He wanted to hear us play either Bonaduces or Dud, and he said that the Bonaduces sound a lot like the band Knapsack, so we are going to hear from each of those bands. First, we have Knapsack with their 1998 album, This Conversation is Ending, starting right now, with their with the song called Catherine the Grateful. And then we have the Bonaduces with their 1997 album, surprisingly, K is for Catherine. And this is their song, Val Left Her Inhaler in the Car. You are listening to CJUM 101.5 by Local.
Complete. They're tugging at your chest and trying to breathe. on the Commodore. Beam easier things to get through that door. Spawn down trip and get my brother trapped. Silent view, save some crap. When I know, when I know, when I know, what's doing, and I know, when I know, when I know, what's doing, and I know, when I know, when I know, what's doing, and I know. When I know, when I know, when I know, what's doing, and I know, when I know, when I know, what's doing, and I know, when I know, when I know, what's doing, and I know. This guarantees you won't get far. This guarantees you won't get far. This guarantees you won't get far. Found that turning paper in the car.
That was the song Val Left Her Inhaler in the Car off of the Bonaduces album, K is for Catherine. The members of the band include Douglas J. McLean, Bob Somers, Michael Koop, and Chris Hebert. And they actually played a reunion show just this year on May 8th at the West End Cultural Center. And Greg Reckes and Mise en Scene also played along with them. Now, we still have time for more music, so no, you know what? We are also going to play Dud. And this time, I'm going to listen to them and make my own selection of who I think they sound like. Now, insert some intermission music here because I am technically pausing to do this, but you know what? That's fine. I will be back in a moment. Dud was a band that only existed for a few months in 1996. One of the members from the Bonaduces, Mike Koop, John Sampson, who is from the Weaker Thens and Propagandy, and James Ash from the band I Spy. And I have been able to find what looks like an EP of theirs called May Not Go, Unrealized Recordings from 1996. And after my assessment, if you like the band live, this is for you, because we have Lightning Crashes, and after that we have I Get What I Deserve by Dud.
Oh, my feeling coming back again, like a rolling thunder chasing the wind, forces pulling from the center of the earth. I can feel it. Lightning crashes, gloom of the cries. This moment she's been waiting for. Her eyes, pale blue colored eyes.
That is going to do it for me today. Thank you for tuning in so very much. I enjoy doing this show every week. I hope you enjoy listening every week if you do. Anytime, I'm always taking recommendations or suggestions for songs to go on the show. If you want to contact me, my Instagram is bilocal_umfm on Instagram. And of course, my email bilocalumfm@gmail.com. We will be back again next week with lots of fun stuff. And the week after, I may have an interview for you. There'll be more on that soon. Until then, I'm off.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bilocal. Art and design for Bilocal is provided by Mia Danieluk. Intro and outro music is credited to Last Alliance. If you want to get your song on the show, provide suggestions, or just say hi, you can email me at bilocalumfm@gmail.com. My name is Ashley Patnod, signing off.